And that's all the letters for this week. We continue with more stories from around and about Norwich.
The soup movement serves hot meals to rough sleepers nightly in Hay Hill, and we report of three Norwich businesses that offer the group support, as well as a new care home in the style of a boutique hotel. But we start this part with news concerning, you guessed it, cyclists in the city.
A safety measure intended to protect cyclists from cars in Norwich city centre has had to be removed because they were deemed a danger to pedestrians. Eight cycle lane protectors, known as orcas, because of their black and white colours they resemble killer whales, have been installed in Golden Ball Street as part of the multi-million pound Transport for Norwich shake-up. Made of recycled materials, the aim was that the moulded rubber devices, which cost just under £100 each, would keep vehicles out of the new cycle lane. But within weeks of being installed in the spring, pedestrians started to trip over them while crossing the road, and the orcas put in place nearest the traffic island in Golden Ball Street were removed. And now council bosses have removed the remaining devices, admitting that, while they helped cyclists, pedestrians were tripping. A spokesman for Transport for Norwich said, "When designing our schemes, we look at different ways to address the needs of each given area. In this case, we wanted an effective way of discouraging vehicles from entering the cycle lane that also worked for other road users. All projects are subject to an assessment on completion, and in practice, use of these separators in this location worked for cyclists but were a potential trip hazard for pedestrians crossing away from the designated point. We have responded to this by removing them altogether." The spokesman added, Norfolk County Council was hoping it would be able to reuse the orcas on another scheme.
A trio of businesses based in one of Norwich's busy streets have proved the community spirit is alive and well. Esteem Hairdressers, Middleton Steakhouse and Grill, and the Timber Hill Bakery of Timber Hill have each pitched in to donate food and time to help the Norwich soup movement continue its good work. The soup movement serves nightly meals to rough sleepers in Hay Hill, and the businesses have all offered up to help them feed the hungry mouths that depend on the initiative. Simi White, head stylist of Esteem, has been giving up hours of her time cooking meals for the soup movement, and along with owner Stuart Martin, has been helping whip up donations from fellow Timber Hill businesses. Middleton's managing director, Stephen Hutton, was approached to contribute by Mr. Martin and says he decided to get involved after a two-second conversation. The restaurant has agreed to donate about 2 kilos of mince to the movement every week. He said, "It was a really easy decision to make. We are always keen to help others, and this was a perfect way." Mike Sweetman, owner of Timber Hill Bakery, which is pledging weekly donations of up to 5 kilos of bread, added, "It is really tragic to see people living on the streets, and I think if there is anything businesses can do to help, they should do so."
With a restaurant, coffee bar, salon and nail bar, it might sound like a holiday resort. But instead, it is a new £8 million care home, which will bring up to 80 jobs to Norwich. St John's House Care Home is poised to open its doors at the start of October. And the director of the parent company Castle Meadow Care Group has promised it will provide luxury care to its resident. Dr. Sanjay Kershaw said, "With our care home in Norwich, we are challenging the normal care home model and taking it to the next level. It's not just about you staying in your room, but having the opportunity to engage with other residents. In the communal areas, we will always have activities." The 60-bed facility will be on Higham Road, and Dr. Kershaw said there will be between 65 and 80 jobs at the new site. The new facility is aiming for a boutique feel, more in line with what you might expect to find at a hotel. The Swanton Morley-based care group also has homes at Long Stratton and Swaffham, and is part of a project to build a care home complex at Halesworth. And now to our first feature this week. in which Derek James raises a glass to a Norwich man's 40 years as a publican in and around the city. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.